The sea squirt is spreading far and wide, and it looks like we're doing a lot to help it. I'm Richard Hopes for Earthwatch Radio. A sea squirt is a simple critter that lives a simple life. It has next to nothing in the way of a brain, and its breakfast, lunch, and dinner are just bits of algae that it filters out of the water. But this rubbery little bottom feeder is getting more and more common around the world, and people wonder how such a simple organism is managing this conquest of the sea. The name sea squirt applies to an entire group of marine animals called tunicates. Mary Carmen organized the first international conference to examine tunicates and the way they're spreading. Carmen is a researcher at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. She says tunicates most likely move by ship, either riding in the ballast water or clinging to the hulls. But she says that in itself is not big news.
Tunicates have been spread or introduced to many areas of the world, and it seems in the past they may not have been able to make it or survive in their new area that they were introduced to. But something seems to have changed in the past 25 or 30 years that these tunicates are able to survive and proliferate.
Carmen says what might have changed is water quality.
The most probable cause is the record amount of nitrogen in our coastal waters. Nitrogen feeds or provides conditions for algae to proliferate, and algae is the main food source for tunicates.
Nitrogen is often used in agricultural fertilizer, and it often erodes away and ends up in the water. Coastal waters in many places are now polluted by excess nitrogen that feeds huge blooms of algae, and the tunicates are eating them up. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.